Hi, everyone. I have a special announcement to make. As you know, the mission of our podcast is to affirm, inspire, and motivate HOA board members. One way we hope to do that is with the launch of our new board member merch store. As a gift to boards who are meeting online, we're offering dozens of free and fun Zoom backgrounds designed specifically with you in mind. We've provided a link to the new store in our show notes. Please check it out.
The increases are coming just because everything's increasing. You know, your landscaper that put a new roof on, you know, just replace and repair things has gotten more expensive. So if you continue to say we are not increasing our reserves, we're not increasing our assessments, then you're going in the wrong direction. You're asking yourself for a problem in the future.
HOA Insights, Common Sense for Common Areas, exists to help all 2 million volunteer board members nationwide have the right information at the right time to make the right decisions for their future. This podcast is sponsored by four companies that care about board members: Association Insights and Marketplace, Association Reserves, Community Financials, and Kevin Davis Insurance Services. You'll find links to their websites and social media in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Robert Nordland of Association Reserves.
And I'm Kevin Davis of Kevin Davis Insurance Services. And this is HOA Insights, where we promote common sense
for common areas. Well, welcome to episode number 51, where we'll be speaking with insurance expert and regular co-host Kevin Davis, talking about the top claims that are shaping insurance and the cost of insurance in the community association industry. But before we get going, I want to encourage everyone to check out episode number 50, which was a great discussion with Noah Maislin of Minutes Solutions on the key to preparing for and running effective board meetings. That episode was full of great tips that can help associations of all sizes and types all across the country. And if you want to catch prior episodes, you can listen from our podcast website, www.hoainsights.org, or watch from the podcast channel, our YouTube channel, or you can subscribe to the podcast from any of the most popular podcast platforms. Now, as we regularly do, we're going to start this episode with an audience question. So if you have a hot topic, a crazy story, or a question you'd like to have us address in an upcoming episode, leave us a comment on YouTube. Leave us a voicemail message at 805-203-3130, or send us an email at podcast@reservestudy.com. So Kevin, Fred from Connecticut asked the question, I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning, and I'm committed to doing a good job keeping our association well insured, but I'm finding it very challenging to keep up with all the new issues, from rising insurance costs and how owners seem to be more demanding than ever before. Can you help? So Kevin, what do we tell Fred?
Sure. Thanks a lot, Robin, and great to be back here. I love doing these podcasts with you. First of all, we have to congratulate Fred on being committed and doing a great job. I mean, we don't say that enough, Robert. We don't give people the credit they deserve by just being committed, doing a good job, because that's the key. When we talk about rising insurance costs, they really are rising because, I would say, the lack of commitment, or the exact opposite of commitment, in the community association world. Meaning this, the board of directors has a job to do, which is to maintain the property, collect assessments, and enforce the rules. When they don't do one of those things, then they get in trouble. They get sued, people complain, people are upset. The key thing, though, is the maintenance part of it. As long as they maintain a property, and if you're committed to maintaining their property, guess what happens to your insurance rates? They kind of stay stable. Because as an underwriter, my job is to look at your association and see, are you maintaining it? Are you doing the job you should be doing? If you are, I can apply credits to it. And so your rates can be a little bit lower than everybody else's.
Hey, let's not go beyond that. That's big stuff. So you're saying that it's not just to wring your hands and, oh no, insurance costs are going up. You can be proactive. You can do things that will make your insurance rates, let's say, minimize. You can be on the good side of the curve by taking good care of your property. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Now, there's certain insurance is for accidents, okay, but things, the unknown things. As long as you can control the known things, guess what happens? We're looking. So we have inspectors and they go out to your property. They're going to look and see, okay, is the grass cut? Is the things blocking the signs? Okay. How's your roof look? These are things we take in consideration and we go, I'm not sure I want to insure this property or not because they're maintaining it correctly. Because they're not maintaining it correctly, guess what happens to the railing? Guess what happened to the garage doors? Guess what happened to the balconies? All the things that you do for a living and in terms of reserve studies that you do, we look at the same things and say, are they well maintained? If they're well maintained, it's going to make a difference in your insurance rate.
I look at it because I'm looking at how old is it getting, and when it's not well maintained, it's going to wear out faster and it's going to net be more expensive because they're replacing a fence at 12 years instead of 15 or 18 years. But you're looking at it because it's a telltale of, is this board doing all they can to minimize accidents, to care for the property? And that's probably what you're looking at?
Hey, perfect. We're doing the same thing, but I'm looking at the net result if we don't do what you're saying to do. If we don't follow your direction and that balcony is not repaired or the roof's not repaired, it's going to leak and leak all over your expensive paintings. You got a nice picture in back of you. You're going to turn around one day, there's going to be water all over that painting because the roof wasn't repaired. And then it's going to cost me, the insurer, money.
Right. Okay, good. I like that. So boards, just even to how Fred started, I'm concerned. If you're concerned, if you're doing all the right things, that stacks the odds in your favor.
Yes, it does. Now, there's certain things that are happening out there that Fred's concerned about. There's a lot of issues out there. But again, if you enforce the documents, maintain the property, you know, collect the assessments, if you do those three things, the likelihood of those other issues coming at you, yes, they're important. But what you're doing now is you're treating it as a business and you're making business decisions. So now all of a sudden, if you're sued for failure to make that business decision, you have what's called the business judgment rule, that you acted in the best interest of the association. Therefore, that lawsuit coming to you is not going to be as significant as it wouldn't be.
Right. It may not stick. It may actually bounce and go away.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Another thing I'm thinking about with what you're saying is that there are enough problems in this world today. As we're recording here, there's tension in Israel and Gaza. There's a boat that hit a bridge in Baltimore. This is an election year. There's enough things out there to worry about and that could potentially unsettle this world that we live in. So if we're doing what we can, then we limit the uncertainties and we limit those outside factors.
Yeah. And one thing we should talk about, too, is that these boards have the ability to budget. They can budget correctly and say, guess what? We know that our insurance professionals said our rate's going to go up 30%. So we know last year we were paying, $10,000. So it goes up 30% more. So that is $13,000. So now all of a sudden we know we're paying that much more in premium. So we can budget correctly as opposed to saying that, well, guess what? Our assessments are not going to go up this year because we want to maintain it and make everybody happy. So it's that same thing we've been hearing forever.
Yeah. Well, your job as a board member, I hope I'm not stepping on your toes, but your job as a board member is not to make people happy. Your job as a board member is to take care of the property and maintain the common areas.
And by doing that, instead of being a 30% rate increase, it may only be a 20% rate increase. The increases are coming just because everything's increasing. You know, your landscaper that put a new roof on, you know, the just replace and repair things has gotten more expensive. So if you continue to say, we are not increasing our reserves, we're not increasing our assessments, then you're going in the wrong direction. You're asking yourself for a problem in the future.
Interesting. So the root cause, the control that the board has, actually points right back down to their budget. If they have the cash to take care of the property, if they have the cash to knowing that everything is going up to pay the higher insurance rate, the higher pool service, the higher landscape, janitorial, whatever it is, that is the fuel that's going to give you room to do what you need to do. So you're not saying, we don't have the money. And then therefore, you're saying, okay, in your illustration, whatever the insurance was, I think you said $10,000, then you're not limited to, oh, we're going to have to raise our deductible crazy amount to keep it within $10,000. Life is expensive. Owning real estate is expensive.
And that's another area that needs to be addressed too. you're seeing higher deductibles for water damage, for everything else out there. So again, it goes back to maintenance. If you maintain it properly, when that water is now leaking three or four or five different stories because somebody left their bathtub on, you know, because they were on the phone and it's leaking through all these different floors, guess what happens now? Now all of a sudden you have to figure out, well, who's going to pay the damages? What's going to happen? Insurance has to be deductible. So it goes back to maintenance. The answer, Fred, and you're talking about you committed to doing a good job, is maintain the property as well as you can. You know, if you maintain a property, what's going to happen is your insurance rates will stop going up. Eventually, it'll stop going up anyway. But do we want to insure your association? Is your insurance association is worth insuring to me? You know, can I get enough money for it? And that's the problem we have now when we look at these associations. They're not being maintained because, again, they're older. Robert, as a reserve study specialist, you see these buildings all the time that you know off the bat that they're not being maintained properly.
Yep.
As a result, you know something's going to happen. You know that pipe's going to start leaking on somebody's expensive car and ruin their paint and all of a sudden cause a loss. What we do all, we see these things just like you see these things, but what you're seeing is that as a net result, the value of the unit is going to diminish. You want to keep their value of the unit up. You want to keep people happy by budgeting, reserving properly. What we're seeing, if you don't budget correctly, we're seeing disaster that's going to occur.
That's going to make the problem even worse.
What makes it worse? So we're seeing that a $1,000 correction in your garage or ten whatever it is avoids that $30,000 when you're dripping water on somebody's $50,000, $80,000 Mercedes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Kevin, I got to tell you, I was at a property, must have been December or January, and I have started getting the heebie-jeebies about being in underground garages for high-rises. And this is a high-rise. And I went into the underground garage, in the multi-story underground garage, and it was bright white, new paint. I could see structural supports on the vertical structural supports. And I was like, I could feel my shoulders going down. I'm good here. And we just learned that they had spent, after Champlain Tower South, they'd spent a couple hundred thousand dollars on their garage structure. And it pays benefits. And if we're talking about in a real estate market, in real estate, I hear about things that are buyer's markets and seller's markets. And it sounds like here at this point in time, what an association wants to do is look attractive, almost look like they want to attract the insurance agent to make them think, yeah, I want to insure you. You're a good risk. You're not a bad risk. That one down the street, they're the bad risk. They got ugly garage. It's got pooling water in it. A lot of bad things going on. You guys got it squared away.
Yeah.
I would love to be your insurance agent.
And what happens as a result of that, guess what's going to happen? Now all of a sudden my competitors wants to write that too. So I'm going to go back and say, I want to get a discount on this thing. So now we have three or four competitors knocking on that one person's door and say, let me write your insurance. What they're charging, $10,000 with a 30% rate increase. Guess what? I can do it for $12,000 or a lot less than that because I'm looking at it as opposed to the one next door that's $20,000 now. And I'm looking at it and going, do I want to spend time and energy on this building? I could look, I'll do it. I could make some money, but it's going to be a headache for me because I know I'm going to be getting a claim later on because I can see that their railing is not secure enough in there. It's going to fall off. Somebody's going to trip and fall. And like you do, you walk in these places and you know your spider senses start tingling going, uh-oh, they have issues here. You know, well, guess what? Insurance brokers do the same thing. Uh-oh, my spider senses are tingling. I don't know if I really want to stay. I'll give a quote. And if I write it, great. But if I don't, it's okay.
Yeah. If we get it, fine. If we don't get it, no big deal. Hey, I like that idea that we can't stop the big economic forces in our world from affecting us, but we can harness them to our advantage. If we can take good care of the property, then we're going to do what we can to be a more attractive option, and then we can invite competition, and competition drops prices, makes more attractive prices, all that kind of thing. I like not just throwing your arms up and saying, oh no, insurance is going up, woe is me. I like, you know, you can spend a little bit of money, take good care of the property. It means that the assessments need to go up a little bit, but that's life. I think we have, and you said it, start operating like a business.
That's it. That's the key thing, Robert. If they think of it as a business, what's our job to do? We have to maintain, we have to enhance, we have to control the environment here. We have to collect assessments. We know what we have to do. Let's do our job. And if you do your job and you do it correctly, you don't have to worry about the demanding unit owners, you know, that you're worried about also. You have people out there that you're worried about. You know, I'm not worried about the people who are offended by my job that I'm doing if I know I'm doing a good job. Robert, you go in and do these associations, and you know you do a good job. So when somebody calls you up and yells and screams because your reserve study is inaccurate
listening on some of my phone calls?
And the roof costs way too much money. You know what you're doing, but you know who you are, and you know that what you bring to the table. And that's their problem, not your problem. And that's what we have to do. It's their problem, not your problem, because you're doing your job, because you're committed. Fred said he's committed to doing a good job, keeping the association well and short.
Yeah, I like that. Well, Kevin, this is a good stopping point. We'll be right back after a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors and pick up right where we left off.
Are you part of a homeowners association or condominium board? Making the right financial decisions for your community's future is crucial. At Association Reserves, we're proud to serve communities nationwide, specializing in reserve studies tailored to your community's unique needs. Our expert team helps you accurately assess your property's assets, forecast future expenses, and develop a solid funding plan. Whether you're a small HOA or a large condominium association, we've got you covered. Visit reservestudy.com to learn more and get a proposal for your association.
And we're back. Well, Kevin, we spent the first part talking about Fred's question about what do I do. Can you address his second part of a question? What do I do about the owners appearing to be more demanding than they've ever been before? How does that affect things?
Sure. And this is the problem of all associations have right now. Again, Fred, you're committed, you're doing a good job. That's key. And we said if you do that, it takes care of a lot of your issues right off the bat. But understand, right now, we're living in a post-COVID world. And a post-COVID world means that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or right now it's 9:30, right? I'm sitting in my home, I'm looking at my window, and I'm seeing things there that I need to take care of myself, you know, before my wife tells me to take care of it. I need to do it myself. And guess what? I look at it every week at 2 o'clock or every day at this time. I say, oh man, I got to take care of that thing. Now, guess what? My wife, she's okay with me not doing it right now. But how long does it take before your demanding unit owners say, okay, I've been looking at this window and I'm still seeing this tree not being trimmed correctly. It's still stopping me from my shade. I want shade from this tree and it's not being trimmed correctly. So that's what's happening. We are at home more. Before, I used to be at work 9 to 5.
Yep.
Now at 9:30 right now in the morning, guess where I'm at? I am home looking at my window.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I'm a little distracted now because I'm thinking about two projects in my backyard I need to do before my wife says they go on the mandatory list, not just the when you have a moment list.
Yes. But that's the world we live in now. But the difference is, okay, your wife is understanding and compassionate. My wife is too. But guess what? The unit owner down the street, because we all have that one unit owner that will complain about everything, that sits there and can't wait for you to leave your trash can out there for more than 48 hours and then complain because that trash can has been out for 48 hours. You know, there's things you just haven't done that you should have done. And there's people out there that's just constantly challenging the board's authority to handle the situation.
Yeah. Well, my understanding is that in our post-COVID world, that triggered so many anxieties. And so we have not only people at home, but people at home being more anxious, more distrustful of authority. And that's created a situation where there are more claims, and therefore with more claims, the premiums got to go up. And that's the environment that we're in. So what can Fred do to, as we've said in the past, lower the temperature? Or does it come back to just taking care of the place, having the budget to take care of the place? Is that where we keep coming back to?
No, let's go back to lowering the temperature. Because first of all, if everybody is demanding, and I'm just as anxious as everybody else is, okay? Even though I feel I'm committed, like Fred said, he's committed to doing a good job. But all of a sudden, he's challenged because of all these new issues are out there. So Fred, first of all, understand you're committed and you're doing a good job because you're maintaining it, the property, you're collecting the assessments, and you're enforcing the rules. Okay, you're doing those three things, that will get you out of most situations. Now, people are more anxious now, but also people feel more entitled now than they ever felt before. I've been in the association for 20 years now, and I've been going to the gym at 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to go to the gym at 2 o'clock because they're home. I think I actually have preferred time. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to park in visitors parking. I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
And I'm usually on the treadmill at 2 o'clock. And now there's somebody else on the treadmill at 2 o'clock.
That's what's happening. And why do they think they have the privilege of being on the treadmill? What I've been doing is for 10 years. I can't believe it. Now, guess what? Now he's smoking out there. I'm walking outside. There's cigarette butts outside. You know? What's going on with my association? It's coming apart. It's falling apart. And guess whose fault it is? That board member. That board member who's not doing his job correctly. We have a pickleball court now. I never saw one in the pickleball court. It makes too much noise. What's going on? And the world we're living in right now, we have all this anxiety because we feel that we don't have control anymore. And we don't have control, there's somebody we have to take it out on. And normally, it's that board of directors. They're the ones that we have to go back to.
Yeah, I think all across the country, everyone listening to this is nodding their heads saying, yeah, I feel that, Kevin. I feel that. There's also this reality that in our world, there's more wildfires, there's more earthquakes, there's more storms, hurricanes in Florida. There are more tragedies, more accidents. And so, yes, the insurance costs are going to go up. So what can we do to try to have some control? And you keep coming back to saying, lower the temperature with the people around you, do your job. So in my family, we say, be like a duck, let it roll off your back. So when you're doing your job well, you don't take it personally. You know that you're doing your level best and you're not inclined to snap back and make the problem worse. And when you're taking good care of the property, then you're minimizing the things that can go wrong. So does it keep coming back to taking care of the things that are in your control?
Yes. And what's in your control is minimizing the loss. You can't, there's no way you can say, there's no way in the world we're going to have no losses. The only way you can do that is say, nobody can drown if I don't have a swimming pool, right? You can't drown if there's no pool, but we have a pool. So what we want to do is minimize it by making sure the fence is secured. Now we have a fence, but how many times the fence lock is broken or the latch is broken? You know, we got to make sure that one little thing is secured on there. So now all of a sudden, the 3-year-old or 4-year-old don't open up and walk in there and drown. Okay, those are the little things that matter. You want to minimize the likelihood of a loss. Just minimize it by doing the best job you can. You can't stop it. You can't hold back the hurricanes. Like, but there's certain things you can stop. The maintenance art, the maintenance pieces of it. That one little thing on that gate, if it latches, when you close it, a little boy, a little girl can't open it up and walk in there. But what happens? We don't do that. We had a situation where we had a gate that opens and closes, right? But the board said, you know what? The gate is too slow to close. People can come in there and out. So we want to make the gate close a little faster. So it closed faster, but what happens? You got somebody with a walker that's going through there and didn't walk enough, and the person was hurt, seriously hurt, because the gate closed. And it closed. There's one of those gates. Yeah, just whacked them. And what happens is now, because the board stepped up and did something they shouldn't have done, now they're more negligent than they were just by not doing anything. So they created the accident by saying, we made a decision to tweak that gate a little bit because we feel that as a board. Well, it's not your job to feel these things. Your job is to act on knowledge. And that's one of the things, too, that people feel that this is the right way and not know it's the right way. You know, I feel that this is a good way. For example, I park in visitors parking because my grandmother there is handicapped. And I got a handicap sticker and I want to walk. I want to be able to use it. So I debate down the board that, no, I should be able to park there because I have a handicap sticker and visitors. No, you park in handicap parking. You know, but they believe they're entitled to do these things because they feel that they can do what they want to do, as opposed to what does the document say?
Yeah. And not just what do the documents say, but also I think you mentioned it, the business judgment rule has a 3-part test. And one of those is trying to gain counsel. So with that gate, rather than the board just saying, let's do it, maybe they should ask maybe even the pool man. The pool man would say, hey, I did that once over there and it was a bad thing. Keep it the way it is. Trust me. Whoever it is, go for wise counsel. And yes, we want to encourage boards to make decisions. We want to encourage boards to take good care of the property. But do be careful and do reach out at the right time. Contact your attorney, contact your manager, contact your landscaper. Is it smart to add these kind of plants here? Whatever it is.
Yeah, because what happens, you add that plant and all of a sudden it grows and blocks that sign that says yield to pedestrians. Ooh. You know, but these are the simple things that we think is a good idea because we feel it's a good idea. And all of a sudden we come back later and find out that, well, I guess we shouldn't have done that. And one thing, the pickleball courts, people love pickleball, but they now all of a sudden realize, not only how noisy it is, but you do get injuries in these things. You know? I'm not saying don't do these things, but just be informed. Make an informed decision, which is part of the business judgment rule. Make an informed decision. Act in the best interest of the association.
Yeah, I like that. And do be proactive. Do, and isn't the first part of the business judgment rule to care?
Yes, care duty enough. Of care.
Duty of
yeah,
care.
Duty of care.
So
duty
that's,
of care.
Wow, we're... Between an insurance guy and a reserve study guy, we're talking about legal principles. And that's dangerous.
But we talk about it because we see what happens when they don't. You know, we're not saying, we're not giving legal advice. We're saying we see if you don't have a duty to care, if you don't act in the best interest association, what happens if you don't act in the best interest association, you act in your own interest, guess what happens? Now all of a sudden, hey, I have a pool guy that I know. Okay, I'm going to bring him out here because he's been handling my personal pool for 20 years and now I've moved into a condo. I want him to do my pool. Well, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you inform everybody that this is a pool guy. Do your due diligence, you know, verify his what he's doing and just inform everybody this is what you're doing. He's a friend of mine, but he is good at what he does, you know, and then take a step back and let them make a informed decision. Nothing wrong with bringing people in and making changes, but as long as that decision is informed, the likelihood of a loss. Because right now we're talking about claims and we want to do is minimize the likelihood of a claim. That's all we can do. We can't stop them. We can't stop somebody from tripping and falling. We can't stop somebody from being upset with me when they sue me. But I can minimize it by lowering the temperature, by not fighting back with the demanding people, by maintaining the property, you know, and budgeting. Those are probably the three things that we really are important here to Fred. We just gave Fred some advice there. He's committed to doing a great job. But if you do those things, guess what? Things are going to be a lot better.
You know, I like that. And that's probably a good place where we can bring this episode to a conclusion. So thank you, Kevin. As always, it's great talking with you. Any closing thoughts to add at this time?
Treat it as a business. Don't worry about it if you treat it as a business. If you get sued, the likelihood of you, again, you're going to minimize a loss. The likelihood of you suffering damages will be a lot minimized by you just doing your job just a little bit better.
Stack the odds on your side. Take the time, take the care, all those kinds of things. Well, wow. We hope you learned some HOA insights from our discussion today that helps you bring common sense to your common area. We look forward to having you join us for another great episode next week.
You've been listening to HOA Insights, Common Sense for Common Areas. You can listen to the show on our podcast website, hoainsights.org, or subscribe on any of the most popular podcast platforms. You can also watch the show on our YouTube channel. Check the show notes for helpful links. If you like the show and want to support the work we do, you can do so in a number of ways. The most important thing that you can do is engage in the conversation. Leave a question in the comment section on our YouTube videos. You can also email your questions or voice memos to podcast@reservestudy.com or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-3130. If you gain any insights from the show, please do us a huge favor by sharing the show with other board members that you know. You can also support us by supporting the brands that support this program. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed by the podcast do not constitute legal advice. It would to consult your own legal counsel before making any important decisions. Finally, this podcast was expertly mixed and mastered by Stokelight Video and Marketing. With Stokelight on your team, you'll reach more customers with marketing expertise that inspires action. See the show notes to connect with Stokelight.